Well, hello once again, and welcome to Thought for the Day once again. And today we're in Proverbs chapter 15, and we've reached verse 17. So before we read that, let's pray together. Our loving Heavenly Father, we now pray for the gift of your Holy Spirit to open our eyes, to deepen our understanding, and to teach us that we might live lives which are pleasing to you, in regard for all that you have done for us. And we ask this for your glory. Amen. So Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 17. Better a meal of vegetables where there is love than a fattened calf with hatred. Well, this is the second of the two better than verses in Proverbs 15. Now, the meal of vegetables would have been the normal meal in a working person's household in Solomon's time. So we're not meant to be thinking here particularly of poverty. The fattened calf would have been kept for special occasions. So what the text is essentially telling us is that our relationships and what's in our hearts, hatred or love, are far more important than what's on our tables, than the passing pleasures of this world, to broaden it a little. And as one commentator puts it, love sweetens the simplest food, but hatred embitters the richest food. So I think here's the first challenge of this verse. When God looks into our hearts, as he can and as he does, what does he see? Does he see love or does he see hatred? Now, the other thing I think to understand about these better ... than verses is that the best of all options is the one that is only implied, not stated. And we can see that most clearly, I think, when we look at one of Jesus' teaching. And here's Jesus' teaching in the same formula recorded in Mark's Gospel. If your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into hell. Now, no one would seriously suggest that Jesus here is teaching us that having one eye is better than having two. Clearly, the best option, implied rather than stated by Jesus, is to enter the kingdom of God with two eyes. And so in our verse today in Proverbs, the best of all options, all things being equal, is the meal of the fattened calf where there is love. And I believe that we can illustrate the truth of our verse by looking briefly at two scenes from the Gospels. And scene one is what Mark describes as the birthday banquet given by King Herod. Now, the food on that occasion must have been way above fattened calf standard. But just think of the hatred that accompanied it. The hatred of Herod's wife, which was so vicious as to lead to the immediate murder of John the Baptist. And scene two is what Luke describes in that beautiful narrative preached for us by Alan Harvey this past Sunday of the supper at Emmaus. And the food on that occasion? A loaf of bread. But there was also godly love, companionship, conversation, and fellowship. And love sweetens the simplest food. So which are you, which am I, seeking after the fading pleasures of this world, or the godly heart that shows genuine love for God and for others? Proverbs 15 and verse 17, better a meal of vegetables where there is love than a fattened calf with hatred. Let's pray. Oh Lord, these are convicting words. Lord, we know how often hatred can enter into our hearts. We know how often we can set our minds more on the things of this world than of the next. So we pray that you will teach us from this verse to seek the love of our neighbours and of you with all our heart and not to give place to hatred and bitterness. Lord, we ask this in your name. Amen.